Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2 Faculty of Social Science. Now we are going to summarize the Act 3 of Macbeth, written by a great novelist or dramatist, William Shakespeare. Act 3. Scene 1. Banquo feels that the predictions of the witches about his children being the future kings of Scotland will also come true as they have in the case of Macbeth, but he does not resort to any crime to realize these hopes or predictions as Macbeth has gone. Macbeth fears that his position as the king of Scotland is insecure so long. Banquo and his sons are alive. He does not waste out of his envy for Banquo. That Banquo's children to be the kings of Scotland after him. Macbeth resolves to murder Banquo and his sons. Banquo meets Macbeth and Lady Macbeth, who are very cordial and respectful towards him. Macbeth invites Banquo for the royal banquet that evening and learns about his plans very cunningly. Banquo and his son Flynn's plan to ride in the afternoon but promise to return by sunset to participate in the banquet. Macbeth hires murderers to eliminate Banquo and his son. He tells them about Banquo and Flynn's plan to ride out. He convinces the murderers that Banquo was their sworn enemy and was the cause of all their troubles and hardships. Macbeth instigates the murderers to take revenge and promise them all support and reward if they murder Banquo and his son. Scene 2. This scene shows the discontent and disquiet of both Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. Macbeth hints to Lady Macbeth darkly about some sinister deed, but remorse and repentance have set in Lady Macbeth after King Duncan's murder. Our crime is enough for her, and she shows so enthusiasm for more crimes. Macbeth is a practical man now, and Lady Macbeth is a mere spectator. Macbeth also experiences great agitation in his soul. In order to secure and consolidate his position as king, he planned Banquo's murder, but his hesitation persists. He envies King Duncan, who is at peace now, but continues to be haunted with enmity, malice, fear, horror, and discontent. Lady Macbeth tries to cheer him up to face the situation boldly. Macbeth asks his wife to pay special attention to Banquo at the royal feast. Macbeth realizes that his enemies are after all mortals and so vulnerable. This thought consoles him. Scene 3. The murderers wait for Banquo and his son at some distance from the royal place. A third murderer joins them, sent by Macbeth. The two murderers satisfy themselves about his bona fides. The murderer is presumed by some to be Macbeth himself. Shortly after sunset, Banquo and his son Flynn are heard approaching the royal palace. As they pass by the murderers, they are attacked. While Banquo falls under the murderers' assault, he advises his son to escape to take revenge. He dies on the spot, but his son escapes. The murderers are disappointed at Flynn's escape. Scene 4th. The news of Banquo's murderer is conveyed to Macbeth at the royal banquet by the first murderer. But Macbeth falls into a fit of insanity on hearing about his son Flynn's escape. The ghost of Banquo appears and occupies Macbeth's seat. He is visible to Macbeth alone. Macbeth is upset and terrified and exposes his guilt. Lady Macbeth tactfully handles the situation by telling the guest that her husband often behaves like this. Macbeth also recovers and drinks to the health of absent Banquo. The ghost reappears and Macbeth once again lapses into insanity. Lady Macbeth tells the guest that her husband is not well and abruptly dismisses their company. Left alone, Macbeth reminds his wife to Macduff's absence at the royal banquet. He was absent at his coronation also. Macbeth takes his conduct as an insult to the king. Macbeth has posted spies at Macduff's castle. Lady Macbeth tells her husband that he needs sound sleep to regain his composure. Macbeth decides to consult the witches again. He is not afraid to shed more blood to secure his position on the throne. Lady Macbeth wilts under the stain of sin and crime. Sin fifth, Macbeth goes to the deserted heath where Hecate, the evil spirit guiding and directing the three witches, takes the affairs of Macbeth in her hand to put him on the path of his ruin and death. Scene sixth, Lennox and other nobles discuss the state of affairs of their motherland under the autocratic rules of Macbeth. Lennox knows that Macbeth has murdered Duncan to usurp the throne of Scotland. He sarcastically remarks that Macbeth is a noble king who has rightly banished Malcolm and Donal Ban from Scotland. He sarcastically adds that the times are so bad that no man's life should be trusted to his sons. During the course of conversation, it is revealed that Macduff had refused to attend Macbeth's banquet and fled his home, and Macbeth has decided to murder Macduff's family. Macduff has gone to England, where Malcolm has gone before him. The English king is reported to be sending an army to free Scotland from the tyranny of Macbeth. Thank you. This is the end of Act 3.